Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
In case you hadn't guessed by now, the name of the radio program to which you are listening is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio talk program in which you can call, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever you would like. Any topic, any subject, doesn't matter. It's up to you. The telephone number you need to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, the phone number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation. Tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, commonly referred to as the Captain. And I have all sorts of things to talk about today. The first thing I want to talk about is an article from Reuters, or Reuters, depending on your preferred pronunciation, Reuters.com, Reuters. This says a cyber attack has shut down a U.S. fuel pipeline jugular. Now, what does that mean? That means one of the most important, if not the most important, pipeline has been shut down. And from this article, the top U.S. fuel pipeline operator, Colonial Pipeline, shuts down its entire network. The source of nearly half of the U.S. East Coast's fuel supply after a cyber attack on Friday that involved ransomware. So to be clear, this particular pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, is the source of nearly half of the East Coast of the United States' fuel supply. And it was shut down after a cyber attack that involved some ransomware. The incident is one of the most disruptive digital ransom operations ever reported and has drawn attention to how vulnerable U.S. energy infrastructure is to hackers. A prolonged shutdown of the line would cause prices to spike at gasoline pumps ahead of the peak summer driving season, a potential blow to U.S. consumers and the economy. Now, before I go on with this article, I'd just like to say, wow, what interesting timing this particular cyber attack at this pipeline has, because, you know, we're in this inflation mode. Prices of certain goods and services are already rising and on the rise. The value of your dollar, your USD, continues to decline over time. The Federal Reserve continues to print money out of thin air to the tune of something like $7 trillion over the last year or so. And we don't see any end in sight for any of that. So all this means, near as I can tell, is that not only are the prices of goods and services going to continue to increase, but they've added another layer of price increase as a result of this particular cyber attack. And I don't mean they've added a layer. I'm just saying that this is going to cause additional prices to go up. So whereas they wouldn't have gone up before, a large increase in the price of fuel certainly going to be reflected back on the consumer. Quote, "This is as close as you can get to the jugular of infrastructure in the United States," said Amy Myers Jaffe, a research professor and managing director of the Climate Policy Lab. It's not a major pipeline. It's the pipeline, says Amy Myers. Colonial transports 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels through 5,500 miles of pipelines linking refiners on the Gulf Coast to eastern and southern United States. It also serves as some of the country's largest, it also serves some of the country's largest airports, including Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, the world's busiest airport by passenger traffic. So not only are fuel prices going to rise at the gas pump, whether you're running the unleaded or the diesel, but apparently also if you're going to travel via air, because Colonial also supplies jet fuel, it seems. The company said it shut down its operations after learning of a cyber attack on Friday that was using ransomware. Colonial Pipeline is taking steps to understand and resolve this issue. At this time, our primary focus is the safe and efficient restoration of our service and our efforts to return to normal operation, it said. While the U.S. government is investigating in its early stages, one former official and two industry sources said the hackers are likely a professional cyber criminal group. Well, what tipped you off, Einstein? And what do they mean by professional, right? Do they wear suits and ties while they sit at their computer? Do they rent an office somewhere that says professional cyber hackers? Do they, you know, have office meetings where they bring donuts and bagels with cream cheese? Do they have an HR department that celebrates everybody's birthday and brings cake? What do they mean by professional cyber criminal group? The former official said investigators are looking at a group dubbed Dark Side, quote unquote, capital D, capital S, by the way, no space in between the name, Dark Side. Known for deploying ransomware and extorting victims while avoiding targets in post-Soviet states. Ransomware is a type of malware designed to lock down systems by encrypting data and demanding payment to regain access. So, much like every television or movie you've ever seen where somebody gets kidnapped and demands ransom, kind of the same thing. These people have, you know, put some sort of a malware into the computer systems at Colonial, and they say, hey, if you want this lock to become unlocked and your systems to go back to normal, pay us X, whatever that is. Colonial said that it had engaged in a cybersecurity firm to help the investigation and contacted law enforcement and federal agencies. Okay. The cybersecurity industry sources said the cybersecurity firm FireEye, or F-E-Y-E dot O, FireEye, also spelled capital F, capital E, FireEye, and no space between its name, was brought in to respond to the attack. FireEye declined to comment. U.S. government bodies, including the FBI, said they were aware of the situation, but did not yet have details of who was behind the attack. Well, of course they didn't. It just happened this morning? No. Looks like this was updated at 6:25 Eastern Time. So, a little, almost an hour ago. The incident is one of the most disruptive ransom operations ever reported. Colonial said it had engaged the cybersecurity firm to help the investigation. The U.S. government bodies, including the FBI, said they were aware. President Joe Biden was briefed on the incident on Saturday morning, a White House spokesperson said, adding that government is working to try to help the company restore operations and prevent supply disruptions. How exactly is government going to do that? I wonder. I bet you wonder, too. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to comment. How do you think government could possibly help these people? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the only perhaps, radio talk program in which you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk whatever is on your mind that I'm aware of, but also that the hosts and co-hosts here generally bring you their views from the perspective of human freedom, liberty, prosperity, and, of course, peace. The show is called Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to call in, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number if you'd like to join us on air. In the studio tonight, it's myself. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And we've been talking about this article from Reuters.com. A cyber attack on U.S. pipeline spots holes in energy security. It certainly does. Apparently, a cyber attack was performed, and it was... Oh, I apologize. The headline is, Cyber Attack Shuts Down U.S. Fuel Pipeline. A cyber attack was performed successfully, apparently, at the Colonial Pipeline and shut down its entire network, the source of nearly half of the U.S. East Coast fuel supply. This is pretty huge. I mean, 50% of the East Coast's fuel supply. We know how populated the East Coast is, and I don't know where exactly they draw the line for East Coast, because there are states, of course, that actually have, you know, a border that is part of the coast, but then there's states that border those states that are also considered East Coast in some people's minds. And so I don't know the actual breadth of the geography of how widespread, you know, does this go all the way to, say, the Midwest, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, that kind of stuff? When I was on the West Coast, living there for 22-plus years, and folks would, you know, oh, you grew up in Wisconsin? Yep. Oh, well, that's East. You grew up on the East Coast. It's like, no, Wisconsin is not on the East Coast. It doesn't touch any of the coast, so... Could be just a geographic problem with the school system where folks don't know their geography. But certainly this is vague, if anything. But at any rate, President Joe Biden was briefed on the incident, adding that the government is working to try and help the company restore operations and prevent supply disruptions. Not exactly sure what the government can do about that. You know, we'll see. The Department of Energy said that it was monitoring potential impacts to the nation's energy supply, while both the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and the Transportation Security Administration told Reuters they were working on the situation. We are engaged with the company and our interagency partners regarding the situation. This underscores the threat that ransomware poses to organizations regardless of size or sector, said Eric Goldstein, Executive Assistant Director of the Cybersecurity Division at CISA, C-I-S-A. I really don't like people with these bloated titles. Executive Assistant Director. Like, what does that mean? What do you actually do? Do you write down stuff with pen and paper? Do you type on a computer? Do you stare at glowing rectangles all day? What do you actually do? Executive Assistant Director doesn't tell me or anybody else anything. It sounds all fancy and schmancy. I'm sure it makes for a great business card, but it doesn't tell anybody about what you actually do. Colonial did not give further details or say how long its pipelines would be shut. Well, how could they? It just happened. Derp, derp, derp. The privately held Georgia-based company is owned by CDPQ. That's Colonial Partners LP IFM US Colonial Pipeline 2 LLC, KKR Keats Pipeline Investors LP, Koch Capital Investment Company LLC, and Shell Midstream Operating LLC. So it's privately held by at least four different private companies. who own it all together. Apparently, they're co-owners, right? Like if you and you know your sister, you know, go in on a real estate investment, you buy a duplex as an investment or something like that. Now you're co-owners. Same thing here. It's just much bigger words and way too many three-letter acronyms for my taste. Unless cybersecurity measures are embedded. Oops. Sorry, I skipped a paragraph. Cybersecurity vulnerabilities have become a systemic issue, said Algirde Picate, cybersecurity strategy lead at the World Economics Forum Center for Cybersecurity. Well, apparently they're not leading much if the United States' jugular pipeline of fuel has been attacked by a ransomware request. Unless cybersecurity measures are embedded in technology's development phase, we are likely to see more frequent attacks on industrial systems, like oil and gas pipelines or water treatment plants, they added. The American Automobile Association said a prolonged outage of this particular pipeline could trigger increases in gas prices at the pumps, a worry for consumers ahead of the driving season, summer, that is, you know, when folks like to get out and about, do things like camping or traveling, seeing different states, different cities, different communities, etc. and so on. A shutdown lasting 4 or 5 days, for example, could lead to sporadic outages at fuel terminals along the U.S. East Coast that depend on the pipeline for deliveries, said Andrew Lipow, president of consultancy Lipow Oil Associates. After the shutdown was first reported on Friday, gasoline futures on the New York Mercantile Exchange gained 0.6%, while diesel futures rose 1.1%, both outpacing gains in crude oil. Gulf Coast cash prices for gasoline and diesel edged lower on prospects that supplies could accumulate in the region. As every day goes by, it becomes greater and greater an impact on Gulf Coast oil refining, said Lipow. Refiners would have to react by reducing crude processing because they've lost part of the distribution system. Oil refining companies contacted by Reuters on Saturday said their operations had not yet been impacted. Kinder Morgan Incorporated, KMI.N, meanwhile, said its products, SE Pipeline Corporation, PPL, serving many of the same regions, remains in full service. PPL is currently working with customers to accommodate additional barrels during Colonial's downtime, it said. PPL can deliver about 720,000 BPD of fuel throughout its pipeline network from Louisiana to the Washington, D.C. area. What do you think this means? Higher gas prices coming for you? More expensive flights? 603-283-616.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A major fuel pipeline has been shut down by a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline has halted its entire network after it says it was the victim of an attack from ransomware. The Colonial Network is a major source of fuel for the East Coast, carrying nearly half of the entire supply from Gulf Coast refineries to the eastern and southern U.S. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn says federal authorities will move quickly with their investigation.
I do feel that federal authorities will push forward quickly to get to the bottom of this. And one of the things we know is finding out what is the genesis of these attacks is something they're going to have to do more quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. and at least 30 people are dead and more than 50 wounded after a bomb exploded Saturday near a girls' school in Kabul. Many of the victims are believed to be students at that school. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack, condemning the bombing targeting civilians. This is USA Radio News. Part of China's largest rocket is tumbling out of control on its way back to Earth. John Clemens reports.
We don't know exactly when or where, but sometime this weekend, a 10-story, 23-ton piece of rocket is headed our way. At the latest Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. Space Command, a branch of the U.S. military, was tracking the rocket as it fell back to Earth.
It's too soon to know exactly where it's going to come down, but again, we're tracking that.
Even at AccuWeather, where Bob Larson works, is tracking the rocket as it heads our way.
As large as it is, we suspect at least a portion of it or pieces of it will make it all the way to the ground.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
New data from the U.S. Space Force predicts that the rocket will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere just after 10 p.m. Eastern. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can call, talk about anything that's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Get it off your chest, whatever you got to say. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number you need to get online with us here in the studio. Again, 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
We've been talking about this rather, I mean, it's disturbing, but I have so many things to say about this. It's from Reuters.
You've been talking about.
Well, people have been listening, so there's a we involved. The cyber attack shuts down U.S. fuel pipeline jugular. And this apparently happened sometime late on Friday, and this article was posted just a little more than an hour ago.
I'm definitely ignorant about, like, pipeline mechanisms, but mm-hmm. How can it get cyber attacked? What does that mean?
Okay, so just imagine that all of the valves and systems that, you know, keep the pipeline from bursting or, you know, fire getting started or, you know, anything like any spills happening, you know, all of these things are controlled by a computer, of course.
Well, that would make sense.
And so somebody, I'm speculating here, they haven't gone into detail of the actual mechanisms of what has been done. But somebody arguably has sent some sort of malware into the network of the company who controls this particular pipeline and has seized all of their computers. right? Their computers have stopped functioning in the way that they normally would, and so it has caused these people to shut down the entire pipeline. So they have manual ways to do that, right? You know, big valves that they got to turn, big wheels and stuff like that to actually shut the pipeline down. But this particular pipeline happens to supply about half of the fuel to the East Coast. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why'd I have to move here?
Well, you know, for me, better here than others, even with this particular thing. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts in just a moment. But first, I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get all the latest headlines of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. Again, Bitcoin.com. As I throw pens around the studio, and then fail to be able to pick them up, I will grab a new pen instead.
Oh, but the pen you dropped is the best one.
Well, yeah, it probably is, actually. We need new pens around here. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Mr. Gandhi calling from, I believe you're currently somewhere in New Hampshire, aren't you, Mr. Gandhi?
I am. You may think of my first name is Bitcoin.
Bitcoin Gandhi?
Bitcoin Gandhi.
Why are you guys saying Gandhi? Is this a Yankee thing? It's totally
Gandhi,
gone.
Mr. Gandhi spent much of his life in South Africa. And Gandhi is the South African pronunciation. I believe that is how he pronounced it, but I am not certain.
Okay. Well, okay.
I've only been saying Gandhi because Mr. Bitcoin Gandhi has been saying Bitcoin Gandhi.
Okay.
So, you know, at any rate, Mr. Gandhi, Mr. Bitcoin Gandhi, you called for a reason. What is that?
My civil disobedience march begins tomorrow in Keene. At the site of the federal raid.
What time? Folks, there seems to be some confusion about what the actual start time is.
At 3 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
And the early stops along the march are now being set, and I wish to clarify them. The first stop I intend is the Keene Police Department, where I wish to deliver a written request to the people present that they reduce their cooperation with the federal government.
Good one.
Nice. So you're compiling what lists of grievances and you're delivering them? Is that kind of the idea?
I wish to compile lists of grievances and will absolutely accept and honor as many grievances as I can.
Wow.
However, I have discovered in the process that it is going to be a logistical challenge to print out the grievances while marching. So, for the moment, I am focusing on delivering grievances to each police department along the route to Concord, where I will, of course, be violating federal speech restriction 102-74.
Nice. As you know, the captain is a fan of free speech, and any time you can use free speech to violate some arbitrary rule, dictate, law, executive order, whatever, well, I'm a fan.
That's the initial stop will likely be the Keene Police Department at 6 p.m., at roughly 5 p.m. After we are done at the Mighty Moose March in Keene.
Okay. Other stops planned, or do you know?
I will be stopping, if I'm able, at every police department and service department along the route. However, there may not be any service department within range. I will look at the map and determine where each office is and how far out of my way I would have to go to reach it.
Okay. So
they are. Mm-hmm. I intend to stop at it. There is a plan to stop at Hinnaker Police Department on May 16th, but the precise details have not been set. If you visit Bitcoin, coingandy.net, you will find that I have a Telegram channel where I will be, you can find my Telegram channel where I will be posting updates of where and when I will be.
Nice. So for our folks listening who may not know how to properly spell BitcoinGandy.net, can you spell that out for them, please?
Gandhi is spelled G-A-N-D-H-I.
So BitcoinGandhi.net is where folks can connect with you and your civil disobedience and find links to your Telegram chat and all that fun stuff.
That is correct. Additionally, there is a live streaming or something approaching live streaming, but it will be somewhat limited.
I was going to ask if you were documenting the journey in some way, shape, or form, even if, you know, it's recording and then, you know, producing something after the fact, that type of a thing. It's something I'm certainly interested in. And I also want to say, on behalf of the Crypto Six, the actual six folks who were arrested, and of course anybody who was affected by the terrorist raids of March 16th that happened here at the Free Talk Live studio, as well as the Mighty Moose Mart and the homes of some of our hosts and our friends, thank you for putting this particular civil disobedience on. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. And I should add that I am asking people not to donate to me, but to donate to freethecrypto6.com.
Freethecrypto6.com.
No, it's just the Crypto 6.
That is a key purpose of the march. It is to protest the arrest of the Crypto 6 and asking people to donate at freethecrypto6.com.
Hang on. So that's a new URL for me. I'm only familiar with thecrypto6.com.
It is a redirect to the same website.
Ah, very well. Okay, great.
Except by Mr. Wayne of York.
Yep, there it is. And it's the numeral 6 if you're spelling that out. Free the crypto and then the number 6.
Well, see you there. Thanks, Bitcoin Gandhi.
Thank you, Bitcoin Gandhi. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Would you join the Bitcoin Gandhi in his walkabout trek to present grievances to police departments?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For listening. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
We've been talking about, well, we've been attempting to discuss this article from Reuters about a cyber attack that has shut down what some people are calling a jugular of the U.S. fuel pipeline that apparently carries more than half of the fuel consumed by the, quote, East Coast of the U.S., unquote.
I already went to a 7-Eleven the other day that my boss was like, oh, it's always pretty cheap up there. Drove myself up there to the 7-Eleven in Keene, and I paid $3 for gas.
That doesn't seem pretty cheap.
$2.98. So that was pre-cyber attack.
Yes.
What's it going to be now, like $5?
Oh, I mean, so we've already seen in recent history, you know, $5 gasoline.
Up here?
No, I don't know about up here, but
that doesn't happen.
Out on the west, out on the west coast, we saw, you know, $4.98 or something. I don't remember exactly the amount, but I was thinking, wow, $5 gas. Huh. Who knew? So, I mean, this could, like, mean more than that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know the impact. It depends on how long it goes on. But we can talk more about this. But first, let's go to Bob calling from Michigan. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I didn't even know that this program existed on my local radio station until I was driving home and heard it on WZTK 105.7 in Alpena.
Well, that's awesome. So sometimes
now you got a great, now you got a new listener. So, but I've got a story to tell you, Craig.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm retired up here in Alpena. I've been a professional journalist my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for Stretch Howard, written for the Tribune newspaper. I worked for CBS Radio, CNN Radio. I hosted local radio stations, Colorado Springs, KVOR, here in Alpena, just all around the country. Okay, I've been doing this for over 30 years.
Real quick, Bob, I don't know if you're close to your phone or not, but, like, Your voice sounds a little faded. I think you're talking on a cell phone. If you just make sure you're speaking into the cell phone so the listeners can hear. Your story is very interesting. I just want to make sure you're as clear as possible coming through the airwaves.
Okay, well, I will do as good as I can.
Thanks.
Okay. So anyway, I've got a degree in journalism, a license from the FCC to broadcast on any radio or television station in the country. I'm just trying to establish my bona fides real quick here because I don't want anybody calling me a conspiracy theorist or a tinfoil hat wearing nut job, all right?
Okay.
I've been doing this for a long time. Now, I was at the Capitol at the east entrance on January 6th. I recorded two men that I have come to understand are undercover FBI agents who were smashing windows, inviting people to go inside, and when that didn't work, they started pushing people inside.
Oh, my God.
On January the 15th, as soon as I got home and got all my footage compiled, I sent 29 minutes of high-definition video to the FBI.
Okay?
And these two men are featured prominently. Now, I've kept up to this story. You know, I'm a journalist, so I do my follow-up, right?
Right.
Since I sent them that footage on January 15th, not one frame of the video that I gave them, 29 minutes worth, not one still picture has appeared on the FBI's website where they're asking for tips to find out who these people are, that hasn't been uploaded to the FBI's YouTube channel, and none of their images have been uploaded to the FBI's Facebook page.
Wow.
Okay, now they are publishing fuzzy photographs of people just milling around outside the Capitol building.
Right.
But I capture high-definition video of two men that are actually committing violent crimes, but the FBI doesn't want to know about it.
What? Wow.
I've contacted their media people several times. I cannot get a return email.
So, I don't know. I think this is an example of a time not to talk to the police. Maybe, it seems like I'm just afraid you've painted like a target on your back. I feel like you should have just...
Oh, definitely did, but that's not because of anything that I did wrong.
Oh, yeah,
see,
of course
I not. Never went inside the Capitol.
Right.
I was only at the outside door. Okay, now, first thing that I filmed was a guy by the name of Hunter Emke. He's 20 years old from Englewood, California, breaking a window at the... Okay, if you guys want to watch this video, it's at bobpowell.blogspot.com. It's right at the top of the page.
Bob Powell?
It's only 3 minutes long.
Bob, P-O-W-E-L-L?
Right. .blogspot.com.
Okay, got it.
It's been featured in Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, and the Epic Times.
Okay.
But I'm not getting any official response except from Kirsten Sinema and Josh Hawley. Okay, I've sent emails to 535 members of Congress, and none of them went through. They're all coming back as undeliverable for some reason or another. Same with the emails that I've been sending to reporters and networks.
Mm.
They come back as undeliverable, or the people are not getting them.
Are you sending the emails like with the attached video, or are you sending an email with a link to your blog?
That's the problem, I think. They've tagged the URL so that any email that gets sent with that URL in it doesn't get through.
Right.
They got on the Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, and at the Times, I used their forms, submit a tip.
Yep.
The form on their website. And Kirsten Sinema and Josh Hawley, they called back because I called one of their local offices in their home state. Okay, apparently nobody is getting my messages that I'm leaving on the official messaging system in Washington, D.C.
Right.
But I've been able to get a hold of people at their home state.
If you know these people are undercover FBI agents, I'm pretty sure you know your own answer of why they're not responding.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, you see, because the more they don't respond, the guiltier they look.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
This is something that they cannot defend. The first thing that I caught after that Hunter Emke guy broke that window was eight Capitol Hill police officers milling around in front of that broken window, Okay, now, 30 feet away, there's a mob trying to beat down the doors and get inside the Capitol. They're being driven back with tear gas and flashbangs, and these Capitol Hill cops are over here in the corner with this broken window. Nobody's threatening them. They're under no threat whatsoever. They get an order to leave that broken window completely undefended with a mob beating down the doors 30 feet away. Now,
yeah, because nobody's going to be smart enough to go, hey, look, an open window.
Yeah, Ashley Babbitt made that mistake, though.
Wow.
And I was in the Marine Corps, bro, and what they were trying to do was flank the Senate. Okay, they had the broken window where Ashley Babbitt was positioned at the same time. They wanted to get people to go in through that window so that there would be people coming up from behind the Capitol Hill cops that were inside the well of the Senate. They wanted them to be surrounded on both sides by people.
I see.
Okay? And this was their plan. But they didn't count on the fact that I am a United States Marine under oath until the day that I die. Nobody is going in my Capitol, especially through a broken window during a riot. All right? I'm sworn to protect and defend this nation, and that includes the Capitol building. So I was physically taken away of several people that tried to get in there.
Well, that is...
And while I was doing that, this guy, this other FBI agent, pulled that window completely out of his frame. The Hunter Lipke had just spidered it. He just knocked a couple of holes in it. FBI just pulled the whole damn window out.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. It's bobpowell.blogspot.com if you want to go see the video that Bob's talking about. Again, Bob Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.blogspot.com. Fantastic story, Bob. Keep your OPSEC secure, and good luck to you. Let us know if there's any updates on this. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. If you'd like to comment on anything Bob said or anything we've been talking about, or talk about whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.